Blue Angels. It's the Air and Water show in Chicago. And it was overmodulated. It takes a lot to overmodulate at these levels. But that's the sound of the war machines being... just being used to entertain people at the moment. They do it every year here. It's disgusting. I mean, think of all the refugees that live here that have to get PTSD from that horrible trigger. It's awful. Audiencing for me? Is this thing on? I'm at the beach in Florida. Yeah, it's on. Now, I may have, before this grum, in post, put on a prequel, an introduction that was actually from Chicago, from the Air and Water show, a PTSD of the Blue Angels. So, you may have heard that before me, coming into this. I don't know. But anyway, here I am. I'm at the beach. And I'm a lesbian. I mean, gender-fluid lesbian. Because I don't like shaving. There might be wind noise. Deal with it. You hear the ocean? There's a turtle nest here, too. Near where my mother lives, there's a... at this time of year, the turtles lay their eggs, the sea turtles, and they're a protected species. So, what happens is when they have, like, conservationists who watch the turtles somehow, they know when they're, maybe they're psychic, like Sylvia Celeste Brown, and they play with their vagina? No. Maybe they do play with their vagina. I don't know. Rachel can. Sent me a video of her, well, she Instagrammed where she was swimming with a sea turtle. But anyway, so they lay their eggs here. Somehow the conservationists know it, so they put this boundary around a little sort of plastic fence with a ribbon to protect, so nobody can touch that. Legally, you can be like, it's a felony to mess with these eggs. And then when they hatch, They take it away. How they know they hatch? I guess people must come by every day and look for footprints. But it's right by the beach, so I don't really understand it. How they know. There's a climate change airplane above me. There's always rich people in airplanes above. The water is so calm today. I'm at water's edge. I kind of prefer it when it's rough because it's fun in the waves. Like, it's good exercise to jump the waves when it's really rough. But it's calm and the water is like, feels like it must be 90 degrees. There's no difference in temperature between the outside air and the water temperature. So there's no effort to, like, get used to it at all. It's just warm. The air is warm, the water's warm, my vagina is wet. Well, not really. It's dry as a mummy, to be honest, because I'm an old woman. So if you must know where I am, Pompano Beach, I guess if you Google, I'd say around 10, 14 Ocean North Ocean Boulevard, Pompano Beach, Google Map, walking north on the beach if you want to see me. There's like a hotel nearby. I think it's a Hilton. But this part of the beach is very, very quiet. There's just never anyone here. It's just empty. even at the hotel, I think it's a Hilton, there's very few people out. And yesterday was a beautiful day. So I've been, I'm here taking care of my mother because she had a reverse shoulder replacement. She had her shoulder replacement replaced. I'm kidding. It was just the first one. So, and I'm here by myself. My wife is at home, which means I can eat whatever I want. Garbage. And as a result, I've got a hemorrhoid. I'm just going to be honest. My wife makes sure I eat healthy. We have plenty of vegetables and fruits. And I'm always, my bowels are always happy. Now I got a hemorrhoid because I've been eating garbage. And when I go home, I'm going to have to detox from all the garbage. I probably got a tumor from all this. You know, cancer. I probably caused cancer. I don't know how I grew up eating processed food and nitrate meats and frozen everything and Costco wrapped in plastic and microwave this, that, cook in aluminum and serve in plastic. And all utensils are plastic. You know what I mean, as far as serving goes. I don't know. How did I live like that? When now I get to eat berries and kale. Feed the leftovers to the chickens. You hear that water, audience? Isn't that pretty? Does it make you wish you were here with Maid? Oh, here. Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach, Resort and Spa Marriott. It's a Marriott. In front of that, if you Google that, that's where I am. Right now. The beach. That's why the water's wet. And the turtles. Yesterday I went to the beach and, you know, typically the way it works is, you know, I wake up. Today I woke up late. By the time I woke up, the occupational therapist was already here. So I wake up, I make coffee for my mother, I make breakfast for my mother, I change her ice machine. Although today was the first day she didn't need it, which is good. If you listen to my other show, Overhoord, the Drag Race Holland Grum on the same channel, you will know that my mother has this dedicated ice pack machine. Like, they can't make ice easy anymore. It's like, it's sort of like an igloo cooler with a hose attached with two, an intake and an outtake or whatever you call it. And so, and attached to that is a pad, a cooling pad that goes on your shoulder. So it's basically sort of like an air conditioner for your shoulder where the injury is, or the procedure juice. So instead of just like the old way, like, here's an ice pack, put it on. It's like you got to put on this ice pack that's attached to a hose, that's attached to a cooler. And then every 4 to 6 hours, someone, meaning me, has to change the ice. And it's ridiculous because nobody has enough ice in a normal house. I'm not going to buy ice at the store every day, 3 bags of ice. So what the doctor, the surgeon advised to do is... finger yourself. No. The surgeon said, get bottles of water and freeze them. You can stick that in the machine with some water and it's just as good. Well, I mean, it's really not just as good because there's not as much surface area. Okay. But it does work. The problem is it's hard to have the right shape bottled water that fits in the little square cooler. So, but my mother likes IC. And she gets this cancer-causing... powder called Crystal Light, and she drinks it by the gallon. So she's got all these plastic containers from Crystal Light, and they're just the right size to put in the ice bucket, right? But the problem is, after you use them once or twice, they break, because I guess they explode from the growing and the shrinking of the ice, maybe? I don't know. So I'm like Cinderella right now. I mean, my mother's very grateful for it, but... Oh, and then I have to cook. And I hate... You have to understand, audience, I'm a lazy woman. I don't like cooking. I don't like cleaning. I don't like doing laundry. I certainly don't like changing ice. I also can trance. But one thing I do like is eating, which is the only... anyway, so... Oh, God. It's just weird doing this on the beach when the rando's looking at you like you're crazy for talking to a microphone. So, I also can trance. Did I mention that? God, is this a gorgeous... This is just the most... You know, people always come to Florida during the winter, right? But really, this is the best time to go. Winter, the problem is the water's fucking cold. You never know what you're going to get in winter. You might get a week of rain. But this type of year... Now, you might get a hurricane this type of year, time of year. End of August. But I'll tell you what, you're always going to have warm water, especially with climate change. The water is a fucking bathtub. And sure, there's some seaweeds. When I get out of the water, if I look in my bathing suit pocket, there's seaweed. But it's not normal seaweed that you eat at the sushi restaurant. It's like a brown seaweed. It looks like grapevines. Yeah, it does. It really does. And that... I don't know, when you're listening to this, does it sound like the water's on my right? Because it is, because I'm walking north, which means the water's to my right. Always to your right. To your right, to your right. Speaking of... Oh, what a beautiful shell. Oh, too bad it's damaged. I'm supposed to bring shells back for my lovely wife. But last year, after they had a big storm, I was here, and that's when the most beautiful shells show up. I don't know why. The ones that are whole. Hole. It's gorgeous. Somebody died the other day in this, not this beach, but nearby. There was a lot of windsurfing here, not lately because the winds are non-existent, which is why I'm able to talk right now. Because if it was as windy as it normally is on this beach, it would be too loud. Too loud. For me to record. And Giga Tigger, one of my five listeners, would be like, "Oh man, you're triggering me. I'm an HSP, highly sensitive person." By the way, I finally watched The White Lotus. Oh, I really enjoyed that. I especially, you know why? I mean, I tried to ignore most of the tweets about it when it was popular, when it was raging. Raging, as the kids say. But everybody was talking about Jennifer Coolidge, so I don't remember what I know she's in some old movies that I saw a long time ago, like Fast Times at Ridgemont High or whatever, but... what a great character. A great actress, too. I love that show because the way I evaluate a show, I've talked about this in other shows I've done that after they got canceled for beheadings in Mozambique, but... The way I judge a show is if I love all the characters, even the horrible ones, then I know it's a good show. And that's how I felt about The White Orchid, is all the characters were really enjoyable. Now, having said that, I will say that I definitely enjoyed the first two episodes more than the rest of the show, but still fun. I don't think the shitting was necessary, but okay. But Jennifer Coolidge, what a great character. And in fact... I know somebody who is so similar to that character that I wonder if somehow the writers knew this person and based it off of them. Because I know somebody just like that, just a very endearing, sweet person, but completely self-centered and narcissistic at the same time. You know, it's just wonderful. I know that described most of the audience, so, you know, like attracts like, isn't that what they say? There's probably a better expression of that, but I don't know what it is. I thought at first it was going to be Fantasy Island, the way, you know, I thought that's what it was, but quickly diverged from that trope. Or Mr. Rourke and Tattoo. Yeah, it wasn't that. So I think we're due for a Fantasy Island remake, aren't we? Television made me what I am. You know that, Talking Heads song. A television man. When the world touches in to my living room, television made me what I am. Sad but true. I grew up on television. And then lapsed night, I was working on my website, Insane Films. I've been I just started resurrecting it this week. That's kind of my vacation project, but, you know, I'm only going to make a tiny dent in it, but... You know, before YouTube existed, I had Insane Films, And, you know, I somehow slowly switched over the years to YouTube because it's easier. And now I realize, well, YouTube suspended me for a video that was 13 years old. Then, well, first they gave me a warning. And then about a month later, they gave me a strike for the same video because I didn't realize I had posted it twice. I posted this video in 2010 and again in 2013. For 11 years, this video was fine. And then they decide, oh, guess what? You're canceled retroactively. Sorry, so I got a copyright strike, so I'm banned for a week from posting. I think it might be over now. You know, and I'm just done self-censoring. And then I look at the videos that I used to post on Insane Films, and I'm thinking, you know, there was so much stuff I didn't post on YouTube because I was afraid of the, you know, of the getting a strike. Fuck that. Fuck that. I should be able to post whatever I want. If it's pornographic, if it's horrible, even if it's hate speech, fuck that. I can post whatever I want. We're supposed to have freedom of speech. We do, but corporations don't. So, you know, I'm just going to go back to posting whatever I want. If you want to take hate speech out of context, go right ahead. Don't care. Cancel my YouTube. I'm done with that shit. And then making money off me, fuck that. So it's a long process. I chatted with Cheryl this morning. I'm trying to find the original version of Walls Fall Out, the one with the high five tunnel. And because I want to put that back on Insane Films. The reason we changed it to the... I mean, it's funny that that's what we had to replace. We replaced that ending with a sort of animation of Cheryl eating a stream of turds, which is the current ending, the real ending. And then that got removed from YouTube after they got about 1.5 million views from it because some little bitch complained. So the latest, by the way, the video that got me canceled from YouTube was called Lusting for Madge. And, you know, it's a strange... I have my suspicions about who reported it, but I'm not going to say that here. But I do believe somebody reported it. But I don't want to make matters worse by suspicions. And I don't believe in, you know, basically conspiracy theory. I have no proof. There's no way to know. It's just me guessing. I mean, maybe it was just some random bot that said, hey, you're not allowed to post this shit. It's too nasty. Because they said techno-retarded, black boy duty, Jew. I mean, there's so much. Fat. Who knows? Yeah. And, but, you know, I have some friends here I should call. I meant to call, but... God, being alone is wonderful. You know, I am a... Sometimes I forget being married and everything, but I am truly a... what's the word? Introvert. And I just, you know, I feel like, oh, I should call this person, I should call that person. But you know what? That's going to mean me, you know, sitting and having to talk and listen to people. Enough of that. I just want solitude. And of course, I'm here with my mother, which is fine. But, you know, that's a lot of interaction already, as it is. You know, she likes to talk. Now she's feeling better, so we're back to doing tech support every 3 seconds. There's all these tech support projects. Today we called T-Mobile and stayed on hold for an hour so she could get her scam shield turned on. That was my idea because 9 out of 10 of her phone calls on her landline, which is a T-Mobile line, say scam likely. Scam like, well, if it's a scam likely, why the fuck does it ring? Well, you can turn that off, but you have to get scam shield. So she called tech support, 611. You can't do it without that. You know, it took a fucking hour. Then the account is under my sister's name, so we have to fucking find the code for her, which took a fucking 45 minutes to find the fucking code for my sister since it's her account, because we're all on a family plan to save money. Saves a lot of money. And so I fucking did that, and that's the morning. After the physical therapist made eggs, I had to cut my mother's eggs for her. Last night I made tuna steaks with mashed potatoes. It was delicious. I'm very domestic. It's funny, I didn't even know. Yeah, I'm learning this thing, which is... Where did I learn this from? Just like... Actually from Rachel Kahn. You know, Rachel Kahn's been posting a lot of new stuff lately, and she posted this wonderful thing, Rachel. You remember Rachel if you've listened to the show for a long time. And she's Jewish, spiritualist, I guess you would say. I hate to label people, but that's what I would label her as. And she posted a video about ayahuasca. I didn't know she had taken ayahuasca, which mostly comes from the rainforest of Peru, where my wife is from Peru. So I'm hoping someday I can do that and barf in a bucket and shit everywhere. But she told this wonderful story about ayahuasca, Rachel did. And I'll try and sort of paraphrase it. And basically, you know, a lot of people will talk about drugs and these spiritual experiences and all the metaphors and, oh, I was in a, you know, a hall of mirrors, like Sylvia Brown with that shit. Oh, I'm in a hall of mirrors and Mother Asma was there with Francine. Oh, and they all fingered my cunt together. And, oh, it was great. And then, you know, the nudging, all that bullshit, right? But Rachel makes it simple. God, I only have one bar left. I might get cut off. Motherfucker. Fucking batteries. See, it's technology killing my ass. Good. Now, I'm going to stop this and make another recording before I tell you about Rachel, because I don't want to lose it. Okay, I'm back. Back on black. I hit the sack. But this recorder is very good, because I record in Wave. It's much safer to record in Wave or AIF because it's not compressed. So if the file ends suddenly, it's easily salvageable. Whereas if you use MP3, sometimes it fucks up the whole thing. Just a little bit of technical. If you ever use a portable recorder, use uncompressed if you have the option. Well, I got to walk away from the water. See, this is a seaweed section. So, oh, that smell. That's a dirty smell. I want to go around to the bay. The other day I was around to the bay, and that's what they have some... See, where I'm walking now is to the end. Audience, if you're following me on Google Maps, you'll see where... God, does that smell horrible. I used to be allergic to that smell when I was a kid in New Jersey. We used to go to this horrible lake. It was like this clay smell, and it triggered my asthma. It's a horrible smell. Ugh. You know, I'm going to turn around. We're not going to go to the fucking bay. It's fucking disgusting. I can't deal with the smell. No, I'm triggered by Mother Ass. No, I'm sorry. Anyway, I went to the bay the other day, and there was a few of these, like, small motorboat kind of things. And one of them had a big Trump flag. It looked like a pirate flag. It was like the Blue Lives Matters flag with the black. So weird. Why would you have a... I remember when Reagan was president, they made a big deal about desecrating the flag, and it was considered desecration if you did anything to the flag. If you take the normal red, white, and blue flag and do anything to it, it's desecration. If you make a t-shirt out of it, it's desecration. A hat, desecration. Alter it in any way, rip it, desecration. But now, these people that are supposedly for the flag, these patriots, quote unquote... these horrible patriots, anyway, it was a Black Lives, it was like a Blue Lives Matter flag. So it was a black and gray flag with a blue stripe in the middle, and then it said Trump at the top. Made in the style of the American flag. It's like total desecration. Horrible, but these people are brain dead. Let's face it. No, I shouldn't say brain dead. They're manipulated. I decided they're victims. The anti-vaxxers, the Trump people, they're victims of propaganda, and I have to see it that way. I can't say that they're responsible for their actions. I really just can't. I know too many of them personally to be able to say that they're stupid, because they're not. They're victims. They really are. And I hate the idea of victimhood, but they are. Anti-vaxxers are victims. Anti-maskers are victims. Trump people are victims of propaganda caused by I don't know what. I know this is crazy, but I really think that there's... You know, we have COVID, which is a biological virus, but I think there's a... I think there's a AI virus that's causing all this misinformation. I don't think it's humans doing it. I think there might be some sentience in the internet that's causing all of this misinformation, because it's going to kill us. And like COVID, it's killing us to save the Earth. And maybe the AI is killing, is doing it to kill us so it can replace us and out evolve us. I don't fucking know. Just trying to understand this shit. Anyway, Rachel, I didn't forget. So Rachel was talking about her ayahuasca experience, and she said, you know, when you're on ayahuasca, you're having a lot of pain, your body hurts, you lose control of your functions, you're tripping out. And it seems to, I've never done it, but the overwhelming theme seems to be that it makes you look at yourself and judge yourself in a very real way. So you see all the harm you've done to other people. Like if you've been abusive, let's say you've been a CEO, you've been horrible to other people, you see that. But just as easily, you also see what you do to yourself and how mean you are to yourself. And many people are mean to themselves. Certainly I am. And Rachel is the same. And you can watch this video yourself. I don't know how. Just find it on her Instagram. Get a hold of her. I can help you find it if you email me, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com, if you need help. But it's somewhere. At Rachel Kahn, K-A-N-N. So she's explaining that she had to go to the bathroom. And she's on the floor, ayahuasca'd out. She's shitting, she's vomiting, and I'm paraphrasing. And she's got to go to the bathroom. And she's like, wow, how am I going to get out of the bathroom? And then it occurred to her that the normal way she would go get herself to go to the bathroom in a conscious, like, world, now that she's, you know, has this intuition about herself, she sees that in a normal waking, non-ayahuasca'd out life, she would say, Rachel, you stupid idiot, go to the bathroom. What's wrong with you? Like, abusing herself. She sees that pattern, and then she realizes, in this current state, in ayahuasca, if she were to tell herself that in such a harsh tone, she would just keel over and die, because she's so sensitive at this point, and, you know, her body, her biology is so changed. Not change, not biology. I don't know what it is. Her situation is so sensitive that if she did that kind of verbal abuse to herself, she would just probably die. That's how she explained it. So the only way she was able to go to the bathroom was to be super kind to herself and say, oh, Rachel, come on, you can do this. Get up. You know, let's do this. You can just push one finger on the ground and then maybe another finger, and just do it. You can do it. I know you can do it. So she got up. She went to the bathroom by being super kind to herself. And it worked. And for her, that gave her a lot of insight. Anyway, I don't know why I brought up that story, but it was about, you know, this change of mindset where I'm really just talking about myself, where it's about not being mean to yourself, not being so abusive to yourself all the time. And I wish I remembered what triggered that train of thought, but I don't. Here, listen to the water. So Stacy Herbert pointed something out to me, and I really just haven't been able to get it out of my head. And so my mother lives in a 55-plus community, and which is also weird that ever since DeSantis made that order that masks can't be mandatory, they took away the mask requirement, so they don't wear masks there. But that's another story. I don't want to get too masky. I don't feel like it. We all know. We all know what's going on and how horrible it is, and there's no solution, blah, blah, blah. But this thing Stacy said has stuck with me and kind of altered my view on things, which is, well, hold on, I'm going to play musical water again, and then I'll be right back. I like to hear people talking. So Stacy told me, she said, you know, Madge, I was staying at this place, at a beautiful retirement community for one reason or another, visiting somebody. And I thought, oh, I'll go to the pool. They have such a beautiful pool. And she said, I went to the pool, Madge, and I noticed that there were a lot of old women, and I stayed there like 4-6 hours, and not one of them went to the bathroom. She said, Madge, do you know what that means? I said, what, Stacy Herbert? She said, of the orangepillpodcast.com. I said, no, she said, Madge, it means they're peeing in the pool. I said, oh my God. So now I think at my mother's building there's a lot of old ladies that sit at the pool, and now I'm worried that they pee in the pool. So there haven't been a lot of old ladies because it's very hot. I think they don't like it, or they're afraid of the Delta. I don't know, but I'm going to. My mother's finally good enough to go to the pool. So she's going to wear. She got it. The OT put her bathing suit on. She's going to go to the pool. So when I'm there, if there's other ladies there, I'm going to have to see if any of them go to the restroom. Because if they don't, and they go in the pool, it means they're peeing in the water. They're peeing in the pool. I was tweeting about that, and I kept Stacy's name anonymous, but then she outed herself by said, and she said, stop subtweeting me, Madge, stop subtweeting me, but... So she outed herself. It's disclosed. So I can say it was Stacy Herbert that told me this. I don't want anybody to accuse her of being ageist. But, I mean, they could have been young ladies, too. So now, audience, the story is, the insight that you get from listening to this program is, if you go to a pool, watch how often they go to the bathroom. If people don't pee more than every, say, 2 hours, they're probably peeing in the pool. So consider that. Consider that. And then when I tweeted about it, somebody replied, Madge, urine, when combined with chlorine, creates ammonia, which stings your eyes. So if you are in the pool and your eyes sting, that means there's a lot of piss in it. So, but of course, I don't open my eyes underwater. And I said, so what do I have to do? I have to open my eyes underwater and lose my contact lenses just to find out if old ladies are pissing in the pool? Audience, this is a quandary. I'm afraid of pools now. Have I ever peed in the pool? No comment. Here, listen to the water. Ha ha ha! Okay, just for fun, I'm going to walk into the water a little bit, too. Maybe I want to see how quadraphonic it sounds when I'm actually in the water. You hear any quadraphonic? Listen to the duty above. It's like a story of love. Well, that was a quadraphonic experiment. That's over. Well, we're almost home. I'm gonna come back inside. Go back inside. I'm waiting for a new drum for my mother's laser printer to arrive. You know, these printers are a racket. I switched to getting a laser printer because people told me they're more easy to deal with than the jet print. But I found it's the same scan. Like, you can get reasonably priced toner cartridges, but they're third party and they're shit. And then you need a drum, and the drums get all fucked up, and then it prints a spider web on every piece of paper from this fucking mark. So, so if you get the brand name laser printer cartridge for the ink and the drum, it's about $125. A new printer is $200. So it's the same fucking scam. So I gotta buy this new drum. If the drum doesn't work, I guess I'll just tell her to buy a new printer. The whole thing is a fucking racket, and then you're ending up with more plastic killing fish. Here, listen to the water some more. Oh, by the way, donations are welcome. YeastRadio.com/donate. Hi again, audience. So I'm home now. I was getting ready to edit this grum, and I realized I remembered what the point was about me telling that story about Rachel. Rachel Cann going to the bathroom on ayahuasca. It's about, I guess, what... RuPaul always calls your inner saboteur. And I think that's what that story that Rachel told makes, you know, makes come to mind for me. I can't put that fucking sentence together, but that how many things I don't do because I'm afraid, or how many things I tell myself I'm not good enough. Like, even yesterday, I made steaks. Tuna steaks for my mother, frozen from Costco. And I was telling myself as I'm preparing these steaks, oh, I'm such a bad cook. I'm terrible. This is going to taste terrible. It's bad. She's going to be embarrassed. I mean, it's just fucking dinner. Oh, and mashed potatoes. Oh, I'm not going to do it well. It's going to be horrible. And she's going to pretend to like it, not even eat it. I mean, imagine, and I'm thinking to myself, fortunately, having had some perspective, you know, maybe because I listened to this thing with Rachel, you know, I thought, well, look at how I'm just destroying myself for something so simple like making dinner. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? And then I look at my whole podcasting career. It's basically fallen victim to that. Everything that I've done and haven't done has been, you know, my career sucks podcasting-wise because of that mentality. I mean, that's just the truth of it. If it wasn't for me constantly telling myself I'm shit, I would have a huge, amazing podcasting career right now, just like Joe Rogan or Mark Maron or any of those motherfuckers. But because I tell myself I'm shit, I'm shit. Back to the story.
prematurely air-conditioned supermarket. And there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July tones on them. They were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them. They were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July plumes on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. that is in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket. And there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy, and had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them, that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the bench. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy, that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them. They were red and yellow and blue, and I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these blinds, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy, that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them. They were red and yellow and blue, and I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding a beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy, red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach. I was in this prematurely air-conditioned supermarket, and there were all these aisles, and there were these bathing caps that you could buy that had these kind of 4th of July blooms on them that were red and yellow and blue. And I wasn't tempted to buy one, but I was reminded of the fact that I had been avoiding the beach.
So, this about the things on the table. This one will be counting up the scarf upwear in black and white. So if you see any of those baggy pants, chuck the heels. So this could be about, bang. Robbery is punishable by 20 years in federal prison. So this could be about, so if you know, you know. The scarf of wear in black and white. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles. Hey, Mr. Bojangles.
There's our Medicare for All. Free education flying over us. That's food stamps. But mostly Medicare for All. Medicare for airplanes. That's enough. You get the idea.
Looking in the mirror, brushing my hair, all of a sudden a voice, "I come from God and you have nothing to be afraid of." With one big war whoop, dropped the brush, ran down the stairs, and ran to my grandmother. She just, gorgeous woman my grandmother was, with steel blue eyes, and looked at me and said, "Pick up the radish and the carrot and go on."